This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the pump, if you don't adjust for inflation, we're seeing the highest average price recorded in America, but you do have to adjust for inflation, so we're not quite at the all-time high yet. We must tell you that, drawing from history, big oil shocks have often preceded recessions. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks at the connection.
Let's go back for a minute to 1973. When the U.S. supported Israel in the Arab-Israeli War, Arab countries and OPEC imposed an oil embargo against the U.S. and other countries, which caused oil prices to soar, says Michael Klein at Tufts University's Fletcher School.
The increase in oil prices led to it becoming much more expensive to purchase a range of things, much more expensive to produce things, much more expensive to heat your home or to fill the gas tank in your car.
And that contributed to a recession. Today, Klein says, in the U.S.,
we've moved away from the level of oil dependence that we had back in the early 1970s, but it's still a very important factor in the economy.
Because oil goes into almost everything, whether you see it or not.
It's an input to a lot of stuff that we make, and that's where the real sort of spillover effect happens.
Joanne Weiner is an economics professor at the George Washington University. She says oil is such a big part of how so many things are produced and transported that when the price goes up,
that puts pressure on retail prices going up, leading the Fed to say inflation is too high, we better cut it back, raise interest rates. Businesses say, oh, we can't afford to borrow anymore. Oh, we better stop investing. And then boom, you now have your slowdown in economic growth.
There's also another factor at play, and that's expectations. In economic downturns, Weiner says,
a lot of what happens depends upon what people expect to happen.
That's why Robert Johnston at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy says the measure he's looking at is,
what price does retail gasoline in the U.S. need to get to put the U.S. into a recession?
And with gas prices rising so fast,
I think we have some real risk of sort of an inflation-led and consumer confidence-led recession.
But Johnston says there are things the government could do, like pass another stimulus package, that might blunt the effect of higher gas prices. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.